listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, oh, why did you ever go? Oh, won't you please come back and entertain us? I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so.
Once again, it's time for Yesteryear. A look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
Time once again to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. On today's program, a full hour of fun and frivolity with Baby Snooks. Baby Snooks was the impish little girl character developed by Fanny Bryce of Ziegfeld Follies fame and introduced on radio in the Follies show of February 1936. That radio show ended after a brief run, but in December of 1937, she joined NBC in another musical comedy extravaganza, The Good News of 1938. The Good News show continued through 1939, and by March of 1940 was streamlined to 30 minutes. It then became known as Maxwell House Coffee Time. Hanley Stafford became Snooks' long-suffering daddy. Snooks worked in a variety of formats, but it wasn't until 1944 that she emerged on CBS with her own half-hour show, Baby Snooks. The program was going strong in 1951, but then in May of that year, Fanny Bryce suffered a cerebral hemorrhage. 5 days later, he was dead at the age of 59, and Baby Snooks was dead at the ripe old age of 7. Return with us now to those exciting days of yesteryear with Maxwell House Coffee Time and Baby Snooks, another classic show from the golden age of radio here on Yesteryear.
Major Bowes, I miss the shadow nose, Fred Allen's alley folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent, then we went to Can You Top This? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Bert and Marge, Amos and Andy. I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you. Sodio, vodio, dodio, do. Radio, I miss you so.
Snooks, I thought you were asleep. You'd better go back to bed.
Why?
Because it's very late.
They won't.
I'm leaving tonight for Washington.
I want to go with you.
Now, don't be ridiculous. I'm taking an airplane and there's no room for you.
Why?
Because I've only reserved one berth.
What's a berth?
It's like a bed. But on trains and planes, they call them berths. I've explained this to you before.
Explain it again.
I haven't got time. Now, go back to bed.
What's a berth?
I told you it's a bed. They have upper berths and lower berths.
Which did you take?
An upper.
Why?
Because that's all they had.
It's cheaper, too.
Not on planes, only on trains. Then the lower is higher than the upper.
Huh?
I mean, the upper is higher, naturally, but it's lower because when you awake in a lower, you don't have to get down to get up. In a lower, you're already down when you're up, so that's why it's higher.
In the lower.
Exactly. The berth below the one above is always the highest because it's the lowest.
Understand?
Oh, leave me alone. Go back to bed.
Oh, I'll go with you, Dad.
I told you there's no room.
I'll sleep in the middle.
The middle?
Yeah, because the middle is the upper and the slipper and the upper is the lower.
Stop that. Now, Snooks, please don't cause any trouble now. I don't want to miss my plane.
Take me with you. Oh, I'll go to Washington with you.
Piffle, I wouldn't even consider it.
Piffle, I'm gone.
Now, stop that. You've got about as much chance of going with me as that lamp has of jumping off a table.
Shall I pack my bag, Daddy?
Oh, Snooks, what did you do?
It jumped off, Daddy. Honest, I didn't touch it.
Now, that's the last straw, you little...
Well, I can't believe that even soft-hearted Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, would allow himself to be bullied into taking his angel child to Washington, but we'll see.
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks.
Well, As you know, Daddy had to leave on a sleeper plane for Washington. Snooks awakened and pestered him to take her along. Of course, Daddy swore he wouldn't give in, so we find them both at the airport ready to leave. Listen.
We're all gone to Washington.
Keep quiet.
Are you mad, Daddy?
No. I just don't understand how you wangled me into taking you along.
I'm a good wangler, ain't I?
You're great. Now stay behind that rail.
Why?
Because that's where the planes land. I don't want you to get hit by a flying propeller.
Why?
I don't know. Stay behind that rail just the same.
Where's our plane, Daddy?
The pilot is bringing it in from San Francisco. It's not due for another 5 minutes.
Maybe he got lost.
He can get lost. The pilot has a compass.
What's that?
It's an instrument that tells you which way is north, south, east, and west.
Which way is it?
Well, you've learned the points of the compass. If you're facing north, what's on your left hand?
Fingers.
No, it's west. And I'm not going to explain the compass to you at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
Oh, don't bother me. The pilot will bring the plane in on time.
How will he find the way?
He'll ask an eagle.
What if he don't see an eagle?
Then he'll ask a stork.
The same stork will bring the baby?
Yes.
Daddy.
What is it?
Who brings the baby stork?
I don't know. I wish that plane would hurry.
There's a plane, Daddy. Let's get on that one.
And that's a mail plane.
How can you tell?
The sign says so. United States Mail. They carry letters.
I want some letters.
Oh, stop it. Look, watch them load the packages on that plane.
Who's that man?
He's the pilot. He drives the plane.
He's been horseback riding, ain't he?
What makes you think so?
Because he's got a pillow strap right
That's
on it.
That's a parachute. Commercial pilots often wear them.
Why?
In case something happens to his plane while he's flying, he can jump out. The parachute helps him land safely.
Does he land sitting down?
Of course not.
Then why did he strap the pillow on him?
I told you it's not a pillow. It's a parachute.
Get me one, Daddy.
You don't need one.
Well, how will I jump out if we all have an accident?
Oh, don't worry. We won't have any accidents.
Why?
Because planes today are as safe as automobiles. Safer. There are more accidents in cars than there are in planes.
Why?
Oh, maybe it's because the pilot isn't always hugging the co-pilot.
Don't the pilot like the co-pilot?
Yes, he loves him.
Why don't he hug him?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
I want to hug a pilot.
Well, I'll talk to him when we get on the plane. Shh, I hear it coming.
Afraid to fly, Daddy.
Oh, now don't start that. Come on, help Daddy with the bags. Take that little one.
No, I ain't going.
Oh, please, Snooks. You talked me into taking you along. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I simply must take that plane. I can't leave you here.
It's gonna fall down, Daddy.
No, it isn't. It's only landing. Just look how perfect it lands. See? Now, come on. They're opening the door to let us on.
All right. Hold my hand.
Okay. Be careful going up the gangplank.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make any noise.
Mm. Who's that pretty lady, Daddy?
She's the stewardess.
Does she hug the pilot?
No. She'll take care of us on the trip.
I want to hug the pilot.
All right, later. Let's get aboard.
Good evening. Name, please?
Higgins. This is my child.
You're in upper and lower six. How old are you, little girl?
I'm 7. My daddy's 35. Want to hug him?
No. Miss, she's very tired. I'd like to get her right to bed.
Certainly. Follow me. Here we are.
Who is in this one, Daddy?
Stop peeking in those curtains.
Why?
People are sleeping there, dear. Can I help you undress?
No.
I'll unlace your shoes.
I want to get out.
You can't get out. We're going to take off in a second.
That's right, dear. You better take off your dress.
Are you going to take off, too?
Uh-huh.
You take off first, and I'll take off.
Look, you'd better let me handle her, miss.
All right, sir. Call me if you need me.
Thank you. Come on, Snooks. Climb up that little ladder.
Where?
Right up there in the upper. That's where you'll sleep.
I don't want to sleep up there.
You You want to sleep in the lower?
No.
Then where do you want to be?
With the pilot.
Please, Snooks, you'll wake up all the passengers in the plane. Climb up there like a good girl.
I'm afraid to sleep there alone.
Oh, don't worry. The angels will take care of you.
Where's the angels, Daddy?
Oh, the plane is full of them.
Shut up with that racket!
Is that one of the angels, Daddy?
See? I told you to keep quiet. You woke up that man. Now get undressed.
All right. Daddy?
Shh. Yes?
Tell me a story.
No, not tonight. All right, all right.
Hey, why don't you keep that kid quiet?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, sir. It's her first flight and she's a little nervous. She won't disturb you anymore.
Okay.
Tell me a story, Dad.
All right, but a quick one. And no interruptions. Comprehend?
Comprehend.
This is the story of Tom Thumb.
Oh, I like it.
Well, there was once an old couple who didn't have any children. Yeah. And they'd always wanted a little child.
Why?
Because they didn't know how well off they were. So they went to a magician named Merlin.
Who went?
The old couple. They went to him and asked him.
Asked who?
For Merlin. They asked him for a child, even if he was no bigger than his father's thumb.
Uh-huh.
So Merlin gave them a child no bigger than his father's thumb. And they called him Tom Thumb.
Who called him?
Tom's parents. They had
Tom who?
Tom Thumb.
Who is he?
The boy in the story.
Which story?
The story I'm telling you, Tom Thumb. Don't interrupt. So as soon as Tom came to live with them, the king of the fairies wanted to see him. So his mother dressed him.
The king's mother?
No, Tom's mother.
Tom who?
Tom Thumb! Now listen, mister. You'll have to put that kid to sleep or else he'll be trouble.
I'm sorry, sir. She'll go to sleep now. Okay, Snooks, that's the end of the story. Good night.
Good night. Daddy.
What is it?
Put me down.
What for?
I have to get down.
No.
I want a drink. Call that girl.
Oh, all right. I'll press the button and the stewardess will bring you a drink.
Yes, sir?
Oh, will you bring a drink for my little girl, please?
Certainly.
You don't have to. I don't want no drink.
And why did you make me call her?
I wanted to make sure she wasn't hugging the pilot.
good night.
Good night.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Cost me $2 to rent these broken-down clubs, and then I find the boss didn't wait for me. I'll probably get fired, too. Come on, let's get out of here.
Aren't you going to play golf, Daddy?
No, no use going out without... Wait a minute. I might as well play 9 holes. I paid my green fees and rented the clubs. But I'll play only on one condition, Snooks. You must remain absolutely quiet when I go to hit the ball.
I promise, Daddy.
All right. Let me get a ball out of the bag.
Here's one, Daddy.
Where'd you get that, Snooks?
I found it when we was walking over here.
Oh. Are you sure it was lost?
Uh-huh. I see the man looking for it.
Oh, well. I'll turn it in later. Now stand back. I want to take a practice swing with this driver. Not bad, eh? How do you like my form, Snooks?
I think you're very pretty, Daddy.
All right. Now I'm going to start. Now, don't get too close.
What you doing?
I'm putting the ball on the tee.
Is that tee? Looks like dirt.
It is dirt.
You said it was tea.
I know I did, but this tea isn't the same as the tea you drink.
Why?
Because one is a beverage and the other is ground.
I thought coffee was ground.
Coffee is ground, but this is a different tea and a different ground. Does that answer your question?
I didn't ask you nothing.
Well, don't. Now keep quiet and let me hit the ball.
All right. Daddy!
What is it?
Where are you going to hit it to?
You see that flag way down there?
Is today a holiday?
No, today's not a holiday.
Then why have they got all the flags here?
Those flags indicate the position of the green.
What green?
Where the hole is. Wherever you see a flag, there's a hole.
Then why don't they fix it?
Fix what?
The hole in the flag.
The flag hasn't got a hole in it. The green has a hole in it.
Why?
So I can crawl in and pull it over my head. Now stop that yelling. Now move back a little. And don't make a sound. You just watch the ball when I hit it.
All right, Daddy.
Now, head down, right hand over. Bring the club back slowly.
Daddy!
Oh, what is it now?
Why don't you hit the ball?
That's what I'm trying to do.
So why are you putting the stick around your neck?
Oh, leave me alone. How will I ever shoot a par?
Huh?
I'm trying to shoot a par.
Whose par are you going to shoot, Daddy?
Nobody's par. I said par, not par. The object of the game is to shoot par.
Why don't you shoot ma, Daddy?
Now, don't give me ideas.
Huh?
Now, just let me drive off this first tee. People are all staring at us.
All right.
Now, don't make a sound. Here I go. Knees bent. Left shoulder down. Eye on the ball.
You missed it, Daddy.
Tough course. Well, I guess this rented driver's no good. Oh, I wish I had a brassy.
Why?
Well, this cheap outfit only has 5 sticks. I usually carry 10.
Why?
Because I need them. Hagen has about 20. Alex Morrison has 24. Charlie Lacey has 26.
And all of us have 31 except February, which has 28. Ain't I smart, Daddy?
Yeah, you're very smart. Now, keep quiet for 2 minutes and let me hit this ball. Stand back. Eye on the ball. Turn grip. Right hand over. Come back slowly. Well, go ahead and talk if you're going to.
I ain't gonna talk, Daddy.
Okay. Back slowly.
Daddy!
Oh, why did you do that?
I want to hit the ball.
Wait till we get off this first tee, and then I'll let you hit it. Now, keep quiet. I'm gonna cloud it.
Hey!
Where'd it go, Snooks? I didn't see it.
Right under your foot.
Guess I'm a little off my game. I never played so badly before.
Have you ever played before, Daddy?
Yes, I've played before, Daddy.
Come on, let's walk down the fairway a little. These people watching me make me nervous.
Think you're going to hit the ball, Daddy?
Yes, as soon as we get a little close to the hole. Come on. Walk fast, Snooks.
All right.
I'm going to drop the ball right here. I'll drop it over my shoulder so I won't be cheating. Now, this is about a 4-iron shot. Head down.
Head down.
Find the ball.
Find the ball.
Sway the hips.
Sway the hips.
Back slow. Oh, stop that. Just turn around for 1 second. That's it. Now.
Did you hit it, Daddy?
And how? Carried over 60 yards, straight as an arrow. Except it's a little out of bounds.
Is that good?
Not bad. Now, come on, I don't want to lose that ball.
Let me hit it, Daddy.
In a minute. I think the ball went out right about here.
Here's the ball, Daddy. I found it.
Oh, what a bad lie. Why, nobody but a professional could make this shot to the green.
Let me do it, Daddy.
All right, go ahead, you little smart aleck. I bet you won't even move the ball an inch. Take this club.
Which way shall I hit it?
Well, you see that flag? Aim for that. Now just keep your head down and your eye on the ball and...
Don't tell me. I want to hit it myself.
I'll go ahead.
Stand back.
Well, I'll be... What a shot! Dead to the pin.
No good?
Why, it's a miracle. Come on, let's see how close it is.
All right.
Why, Snooks, look at that ball. 4 inches from the cup.
What do I have to do now, Daddy?
Make it go in that little hole. Oh, what are you yelling about?
Why didn't you tell me when we were back there?
Ah, come on, we're going home.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Snooks. Where's the baby?
He's in the bathtub.
Good heavens. Haven't you got more sense than to leave a 15-month-old child in a bathtub? Look out.
He won't drown, Daddy.
How do you know?
Because I tied his nose to the faucet.
Robespierre, are you all right?
Is he still alive?
Yes, but there might very easily have been a tragic accident.
Why?
Because nobody goes off and leaves a baby in a tub full of water.
I did.
I know you did, and don't let it happen again. The very idea.
The very idea.
Stop that. Come on, little fella. Daddy'll dry you up.
Is he a boy, Daddy?
Why, of course he's a boy. Fetch me a towel, please.
Why?
So I can dry him before he catches a cold.
Why don't you hold him in front of the electric fan?
Now, never mind those diabolical ideas of yours. Get a towel, quick.
A boy towel or a girl towel?
Penny towel. And hurry, I'm getting wet all over.
Here's a towel, Daddy. Shall I hit him with it?
Give it to me. There. We'll have you dry in a jiffy, little man. Rub-a-dub-dub.
When he laughs, he looks like you, Daddy.
Yeah, he does it there, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's all nose.
That's so. Well, hand me the baby powder.
Let me take it on him, Daddy.
Oh, all right, but go easy. Oh, Snooks! You're putting it all over his face.
Let him swallow some, Daddy.
No, it'll poison him.
Would it poison him if he ate a cake of soap?
Why, of course it would.
Well, it didn't.
Do you mean to tell me the child ate some soap?
Uh-huh.
When did that happen?
When I was quietly pushing it in his mouth.
No!
I'm only fooling, Daddy.
Well, I certainly hope so. Now let me get little Roby to bed. I'm expecting a man here soon.
With a new car?
Yes. I hope I can get him to allow me $100 on my old one.
Why?
Because no other dealer will allow me more than 75. Oh, and that reminds me. What's that baloney you were handing Mr. Powell about me being rich?
It's just baloney, Daddy.
Yeah, I know it is. But why on earth do you go to such trouble to make up those fantastic stories?
It ain't no trouble.
I've told you time and again, every American child should try to emulate the great George Washington.
Who's he?
Oh, don't tell me you've never heard of George Washington.
Why?
Don't you learn anything at that broken-down school of yours?
Ain't it awful?
Horrible. Oh, Snooks, you must have heard of him. Who was our first president?
Columbus?
No, it was Washington. George Washington. That's the first thing you learn, the names of our presidents. The first president was Washington. The second was Adams. The third president was... You mean to tell me you never heard of Washington?
Who was the third president, Daddy?
I think it was Taft, but it doesn't matter. Now, let me put Robespierre in bed, and then you can go to sleep.
I want to see the new car.
I'd rather not have you around. I have to make a deal with the salesman on our old car. It might take a bit of finagling.
Huh?
Nothing. All right, Robespierre. Lie down. Good night, baby.
Good night.
Well, say good night to your little brother, Snooks.
Good night, Moose Nose.
All right. Get into your pajamas.
What's finagling, Daddy?
Oh, it's a musical term for sharp practice. Just forget about it.
The man's here, Daddy. I'll let him in.
Wait, I'll go. Good evening, Mr. Higgins. I brought the new car.
I want to see it.
Oh, all right. Come on, but leave the door open. Robespierre might wake up. Here's the car. Beauty, isn't it?
I like it.
Oh, fair-looking car. Of course, you understand the deal depends on how much you allow me for my car.
Naturally.
Well, I think I should tell you I had the car down to another dealer yesterday, and he offered me $600 on a trade.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, I'm confident that we can match anybody's offer. Why, I believe we'd even make an allowance of $50 for that dilapidated old rattletrap of a car.
Which car?
Right there in front of the new one.
That's our car, mister.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, sir. That dilapidated old rattletrap of a car does happen to be my automobile.
Well.
Start for Maitland, Daddy.
Are you keep quiet? Go in the house.
No, I want to ride in the new car.
There's not going to be any new car. I can see this man doesn't want to make a deal.
Oh, now, just a minute, Mr. Higgins. I'm sure we can get together. Of course, I haven't tried your old car.
Well, you can take my word for it. It runs as smooth as a top. Doesn't it, Snooks?
Yeah, and the motor can make more noise.
Never mind.
Well, I'd like to drive it around the block and get an idea of what...
Oh, what a pity. I just remembered I gave my wife the keys to the car. She won't be back for a week.
Oh, Daddy.
What's the matter with you?
Mommy's playing bridge at Mrs. Tunnels. And she said she'd be home...
That's what she told you. I happen to know she won't be home for a week. You hear me? A week!
I hear you, Daddy.
That's fine.
So does George Washington.
Mr. Higgins, we don't usually set a trade-in price without testing the car. But inasmuch as there isn't a great deal of money involved...
Well, what do you mean? I want $600 for this car.
He's just joking, eh?
Why, certainly not.
Well, all I'll give is $75, and at that, I'm stretching it.
Daddy, I think I hear Ralph here, yelling.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to have this nice new car, young lady?
Uh-huh. But the man from the factory's going to be awful mad if you get the old one.
What factory?
The factory that made the car.
What does he want with it?
Well, I heard him tell Mommy he wants to buy it because it's got 1,000,000 miles on it.
1,000,000 miles?
Uh-huh. And he wants to put it in the store with all the new cars.
I see. Sort of an advertising stunt.
Yeah.
How much did he offer for it? Do you know?
$200.
And what did your mother say?
He asked for $2,000.
So the man laughed and went away, eh?
Uh-huh. Then he came back later and offered her $1,500.
What?
He said she would talk to Daddy, but she ain't seen him yet.
You mean your daddy doesn't know about this offer?
Well, what I'm going to tell him...
Just a minute, my dear. Look. I'd like to play a sort of a joke on your daddy, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't say anything, I'll give you this dollar.
All right, I won't say anything.
Here, put it away. Because...
No, there's a mistake, Snooks. He's sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Higgins, I've been thinking. I know you want this new car pretty badly, so I've decided to offer you $200 for your old one.
Well, that's more like it.
It's $200 more than $1,500, Daddy.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, I might press it a bit and make it $250.
Press it a little more, mister.
Now, you just stay out of this, Snooks. Oh, leave it to a child to spoil it, either.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
Well, $250 seems to be more in line, but if you can...
Yeah, look, I'll give you $300, not a cent more. Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Here, sign these papers. I just remembered I have to get back to the showroom. Very important appointment.
All right, here you are, sir. And thank you.
Thank you. You can use the car right now, and I'll have your old car picked up tonight.
That's fine. Goodbye, old man.
Goodbye, Mr. Higgins. Goodbye, little lady.
Goodbye.
Well, let's go in, Snooks. Oh, guess your old dad knows how to make a deal, eh? See the way I made him push his price up?
Yeah, you're wonderful, Daddy.
Oh, pretty smart operator. Yes, sir. Mm. Well, Snooks, how would you like to take a ride to the studio?
All right,
I've got
Daddy.
To collect a little bet.
Yeah, go on.
Well, let's go.
Daddy?
Yes?
I think I know what finagling is.
Well, don't ever try it. Come on.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has made a bargain with Snooks. He told her if she behaved perfectly for an entire week, she could have a pony. By some miracle, Snooks behaved. And so we find them both at the Riding Academy,
where Daddy intends to make the purchase. Listen.
Hurry up, Daddy.
Now, just take it easy, Snooks.
And you're going to buy me the pony?
Yes, I'll buy you the pony. I promise you I would. But there's no use buying the first pony we look at.
Why?
Well, the man may try to palm off some worthless animal. You want me to buy a cat in the bag? What's the matter?
He said you were going to buy me a pony.
I know I did.
Well, I don't want no cats.
I'm not going to buy any cats. I just want to be sure we get a healthy pony, that's all.
Is it going to be a real life one, Daddy?
Yes.
Can I ride it?
Yes, you can ride it. Look, how would you like a milk-white pony?
Can I milk it?
Whoever heard of such nonsense? You can't milk a pony.
Why?
Because you milk cows.
Buy me a cow.
Now listen, Snooks. Before I talk to this man, I want to be sure you don't drive me crazy. Are you positive you want a pony?
Positive.
Will you promise to be good for a whole year?
I promise.
All right. Let's walk around the stables and look him over.
All right. Look at Daddy.
What is it?
There's a man building a horse.
Building a horse?
Uh-huh. He's nailing on the feet.
Oh, silly. He's a blacksmith.
How do you know his name?
I don't know his name. I said he was a blacksmith.
He looks white to me.
He is white.
Well, why did you say
that? A blacksmith is a man who puts shoes on horses.
Huh?
Before you can ride a horse, he has to be shod.
With a gun?
No. When they put horseshoes on a horse, they say he's shod.
Oh, they only say it.
Yes.
But he ain't really shod, is he, Daddy?
No, he's not shod. He's shod. If it'll make it any simpler for you, when a horse is shod, he's shooed.
When he's shot, he's shooed?
Yes.
Who shoots him?
Nobody shoots anybody.
Why?
Because it's against the law. And you don't know how lucky you are.
Huh?
Let's look around.
Come on, buy me a pony.
Now stop hounding me. You haven't even seen a pony yet.
What's all those in those stables?
They are horses. You're too small to ride a horse.
Can you ride a horse, Daddy?
Can I ride a horse? Can I ride a horse?
Well, can you?
Now, listen, young lady. I was practically born in a saddle. I was breaking horses when I was 12 years old. Oh, brother, did I have a seat.
What happened to it, Daddy?
Nothing happened to it. I can rope, jump, anything. I ride just like I'm part of the horse.
Which part?
Any part. As soon as I buy you the pony, I'll give you some real riding lessons.
You're good, ain't you, Daddy?
You can say that again.
You're good, ain't you, Daddy?
Oh, come on. Don't get too close to those stall gates.
There's a pony, Daddy.
Where?
In there. With that big horse.
Oh, that? Yeah. Oh, that's not a pony. That's the big horse's little baby. She's a mare, and she had a colt.
She had a colt?
Yes.
From that she got a baby?
That's what they call young horses. Colts. Oh, look at the little fella. Look at his spindly legs. Ever see anything like that?
Uh-huh.
Where?
When you come out of the shower.
Oh, very funny. You think you're very funny. Well, I don't. I'm built as nice as anybody. And hereafter, I want you to keep my legs to yourself.
Come on and buy me a pony.
I've got half a mind to take you home without buying anything. All right. Let's go around the back. Where's the owner of this broken-down place anyway?
There he is, Daddy. Hey, mister.
Who you all looking for, honey child?
Oh, he's another blacksmith.
Oh, he isn't. He's a groom.
What's he holding?
A bridle.
Huh?
The groom is holding a bridle.
Are they married?
Oh, stop it. I say, boy.
Yes, sir?
Where's the man who owns the place?
You mean Captain DuPont?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there he is over there with them mules. He's the one wearing a hat.
Oh, thanks. Come on, Snooks.
I'm gonna get a pony. I'm gonna get a pony.
Oh, here's the man. Excuse me, Captain DuPont?
Oui?
My name is Higgins.
How do you do, sir? I am very happy to know you. Comment ça va?
What's he saying, Daddy?
Shh. That's French.
Oh, quel joli enfant. This little girl, is he your child? Is it not?
Yes, it is. We are looking for a pony.
Oui, oui. I have a pony for you, little one. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Monsieur Higgins, How much you like to spend?
Oh, I figured on spending around $25, Captain.
Oh, I see. Little one, how you like a Shetland? Oui? Oui?
Oui, oui.
Well, step over this way, please. Here is one. Oh, he's a beauty. How you like him?
You like him, Snooks?
No. He's all bull-headed.
Well, right now he's have a little mange, but he will soon have a nice coat.
Yeah, he could certainly use a better coat.
He could use a better pants, too.
And let the little girl ride him. Come on, jump on his back.
I'm scared, Daddy.
What do you mean you're scared? You want a pony, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll have to try him out. And you don't have to be afraid with me around. I know all there is to know about riding. Come on, I'll help you mount.
All right.
Okay. Whee! Now, put your foot in this stirrup.
excuse me, you are putting her on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pardon me. Must be a left-handed saddle. All right. Sit easy.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, he's jumping.
Well, don't worry. He's just a little tangled up.
What happened?
Nothing. The pony just got his foot caught in the stirrup.
Take me down.
What for?
If he's going to get on, I'm going to get off.
He's all straight now. Take him for a gallop. You will love him.
Now, Snooks, before I buy this pony, I want you to promise me again.
What?
You must promise me that you'll be good for a whole year.
I feel sick, Daddy. Take me off.
You feel sick?
Yeah.
You haven't ridden him yet.
I want to get off.
Don't you want me to buy the pony?
No.
All right. Grab hold of me. There. I'm sorry I wasted your time, Captain DuPont.
Oh, that is all right. Goodbye.
If there was schoolboy.
Come on, quick, Daddy.
I don't understand you. When I finally go to buy you the pony you've been yelling for, you don't want it.
It makes me feel sick.
The thought of riding a pony makes you sick?
No, the thought of being good for a whole year.
Oh, so that's it.
That's it, Daddy.
Well, take this for nothing at all. Now do something. Come on, let's go home.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
What is it, Snooks?
Do I have to go to school tomorrow?
Certainly you have to go to school.
Why?
Because tomorrow isn't a holiday. Besides, you need plenty of schooling.
She certainly does, Daddy.
Who asked you?
Yeah, who asked you?
Well, I don't want to be a Budinsky, but I think you should be ashamed. Your child can't even count up to 10.
I resent that. Snooks can count past 10. I taught her myself. Didn't I, Snooks?
Uh-huh.
Well, she couldn't do it 10 minutes ago. Let me hear you count, Snooks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Go on.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Go on.
9, 10, Jack, Queen, King.
What?
8.
Well, that's fine counting. I can see why the child doesn't do very good in school.
Well, arithmetic is very difficult for children. But she does great in grammar and spelling.
Oh, go on. She can't even spell cat.
I can, too. Cat. K-A-T.
Well, she got 2 letters right. Snooks, cat is not K-A-T.
K-A-S?
Well, she's not very good at spelling, but her grammar is great.
I was waiting for that. I've got a question that I'd just like to put in here and ask you.
I want
to
go home.
Now, wait a minute, Snooks. Let's hear the question the big professor has for you.
All right.
No prompting now, Daddy. Listen, Snooks. What's the plural of man?
Men.
How's that?
I'm not done yet. Snooks, what's the plural of child?
Twins.
Guess she don't know grammar, huh?
She certainly don't. And I know she can't punctuate.
She can punctuate as good as you can.
Okay. Snooks, write this sentence down as I give it to you. Why don't you try it too, Daddy?
Never mind that. Get ready to write, Snooks.
I ain't got no pencil.
Snooks, I ain't got no pencil.
I have no pencil.
Well, if nobody ain't got no pencil, let's go home.
Oh, come on.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, you can't get nowhere with people like that.
Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has a new hobby. He recently became interested in magic and joined an amateur magician society. Tonight, they're giving a private performance, and Daddy is going to entertain. So we find him preparing his bag of tricks and getting ready to leave. Listen.
Well, I guess I have everything. Folding flowers, disappearing cane, cards, changing bag. Mm-hmm. Where's my wand?
How, Daddy?
Oh, I didn't think I could get away without you snooping around.
What are you hiding in the bag, Daddy?
Nothing to do with you. Go to bed. I'm terribly late.
What time is it?
Oh, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, it ain't.
What do you mean, it ain't? Do you doubt my word?
Mm-hmm. Let me see your watch.
No. If I tell you it's 1 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock. Darn fire engines. Now go on to sleep.
I want to see what you got in that bag.
You keep your hands off that bag.
Why?
Because it contains things you're not supposed to see.
Then I want to see them.
Now, this bag is full of magic secrets. Secrets that I can't expose. Now, do you understand why I can't let you look in the bag?
Mm-hmm. Because it's full of something else.
It is not. You know I belong to a magician society.
Why?
Because that's my hobby. Magic. Man's entitled to have a hobby, isn't he?
Has Uncle Louis got a hobby?
Why, certainly. Uncle Louis etches.
Huh?
I said he etches.
Why don't he scratch himself? Where are you going, Daddy?
I told you, to the magician society. There's a big dinner and entertainment, and I'm late now.
Are you a magician, Daddy?
Oh, just about the best in the world, that's all. If I wasn't in such a hurry, I'd show you some wonderful tricks.
Do one trick.
No, I haven't got time.
Make me disappear.
I can't.
Why?
Don't worry, I'm working on it. Now go to bed.
I want to go with you.
Look, do you realize what time it is? When I was your age, I used to go to sleep with the chickens.
Every night?
Every single night.
Would you lay an egg?
Of course not.
Well, why did you go to sleep with the chickens?
Because my father made me.
When he let you sleep in the house?
Why, certainly I slept in the house.
Well, where did the chickens sleep?
We didn't have any chickens.
Well, how did you sleep with them?
I slept alone.
Why?
Now you go right to bed before I spank you.
I want to sleep with some chickens.
Oh, this is a pretty kettle of fish.
I want to sleep with some chickens and some fish.
Hussos, I told you I'm in a hurry to get out of here. The Magic Society can't start without me.
Why?
Because we have a famous guest of honor who's going to be the Toastmaster, and I'm the chairman.
What does the chairman do?
He sits on the chair.
Does the Toastmaster sit on the toast?
No, I'll tell you all about it in the morning.
No, do a trick, Daddy.
All right. Where's my cards? I hear. You see this card?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Uncle Louis.
It's not Uncle Louis. It's the King of Spades. And I'm going to change it to the King of Hearts.
Why?
You want to see a trick, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to change this king from one suit to another.
I don't see no suit.
Listen, there are four kings, and they're all of different suits.
With pants?
No, not pants. These little designs are called suits so you can distinguish one from the other.
Who can?
The people who play cards.
Without pants?
Nobody plays cards without pants.
Why?
Do you want to see this trick or don't you?
I want to see it.
Then watch me closely. And keep your eye on the King of Spades. Presto, chingo. It's now the King of Hearts. How's that?
No good.
What's the matter with it?
Where's the bunny?
Bunny? What are you talking about?
Mommy, see, you turned it into a bunny.
What for?
I want to eat it.
I'm getting out of here. Good night.
Oh,
what are you yelling about?
I want to see you do a trick.
I just showed you one.
Show me another one.
All right, but then I leave. Understand?
Understand.
Okay. Now, see this watch? I have the watch in my left hand. I throw it right through the closed window. Zing! Now my hand is empty.
Where's the watch?
I shall now make the watch reappear. I make a few passes. The watch returns, and you'll find it in your pocket. Is it there?
I got it.
Pretty good, eh? All right, let me have the watch.
I saw it through the college window.
Schultz!
Make her come back, Daddy.
Oh, I should have known better than this part with you. Go to bed.
I don't want it.
Now, Schultz, I'm warning you.
Mom, I'll do a trick.
I'll do a trick and you won't sit down for a week. All right, I'll do a trick with Silk.
No, do a trick with that big box.
No, that's an escape trunk. I haven't got it finished yet.
We'll make something disappear in it.
No, it takes too long to get out and I... wait a minute.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm going to let you help me with this trick, Snooks.
Oh, me?
Yes. Get in. I'll show you how to escape from it.
You do it first.
All right, I'll show you how easy it is. Here, I'll climb in. Now, when I close this lid, you turn the key and lock it.
All right.
Then count five and I'll be out. Ready?
Ready?
Okay, close the lid.
Shall I lock it now, Daddy?
Yes. Turn around so you can see how I get out.
It's locked, Daddy.
Start counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you out?
Just a second. This broken down gimmick is stuck.
One.
Count again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, something's wrong. I can't slide the panel.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So, open the lock.
I saw the key through the window.
Let's get out of here.
I ain't got the key, Daddy.
Oh, where is it?
I threw it out of the window. Look in your pocket.
No. Here's the trick. You see my right hand? It's empty, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Now I put a slipper in it.
I can't see it.
You don't have to see it.
Why?
Because you're going to feel it.
Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, finally gets a break. Snooks spent the night with a neighbor's little girl, and if all goes well, she'll remain over the weekend. Right now, Daddy is resting comfortably in his study, licking his chops at the thought of three idyllic days without Snooks. Listen.
Ah, peace. Brother, it's wonderful. I'm sitting on top of the world. Oh, who's there?
Hello, Daddy.
Hey, Snooks, you're home.
I got a lonesome for you, Daddy.
Well, that's very nice. But you should have stayed a little longer.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you'd enjoy it. Are you sure nothing went wrong?
Well, I had a fight with Lucy.
Oh, what for?
She took half of my cat.
Half of your cat?
Uh-huh.
What on earth are you talking about?
Her daddy said that the cat was for both of us.
Yes?
So she took the front end, and I took the back end.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Why should you fight?
Because her daddy got mad when the cat made a noise.
Oh, Snooks, don't tell me you mistreated that poor little cat.
I pulled its tail, but it was Lucy's fault.
Now, wait a minute. If you pulled the cat's tail, how could it be Lucy's fault?
I only pulled my end. But her end hollered.
Oh, this is awful. I've told you time and again to be kind to dumb animals. You should never pull a cat's tail.
He was a nasty cat, Daddy.
Oh, did he scratch you?
No. But he didn't have good manners.
The cat didn't have good manners?
No. He kept spitting on his feet and wiping them on his face.
Oh, you silly thing. That's the way a cat washes. Well, as long as you're home, take your things off and sit. Hello.
Hello, Higgins.
Yes?
This is Mr. Crumb. Your daughter stayed with us last night.
Oh, yeah. She's here now.
I know. I just hand her good and sent her back.
What?
That kid of yours wrecked every stick of furniture in my living room. Looks like a train ran through it.
Good heavens, are you sure?
I'm sure, all right. And I'll send you a bill for the damage in the morning. Goodbye.
Well.
Who was
Oh, just an old friend. Come here, Blitzkrieg. What are you backing out of that door for?
You got that spank look again.
Spank look? Why, my little angel, you wouldn't do anything to make your daddy spank you, would you?
Wouldn't I?
Of course not. You're the best behaved little girl in the whole world, aren't you?
Am I?
Stop answering my questions with a question.
Why?
Now, that's enough. Sit down.
I don't feel like sitting down now.
You'd better sit down now.
Why?
Because you may not be able to sit down later. Now, look. I don't intend to dilly-dally with you tonight. Now, what happened at Mr. Crumb's house?
I was a very good girl, Daddy.
Oh, you were, eh?
Mm-hmm. I was so good I could hardly stand it.
I see. But if you behaved, you were supposed to stay over the weekend. Now, what happened that made you cut your visit short?
Well, I had to come home because...
Now, no nonsense. Because of what?
Because Mrs. Crumb just got a new baby this morning.
Oh, it's commencing. So, Mrs. Crumb got her new baby.
Yeah, twins.
Oh, twins.
Two boys and a girl.
Is that all?
Well, I left early.
Remarkable. And to think I saw Mrs. Crumb on the street less than an hour ago, and she didn't say a word.
Remarkable, ain't it?
Practically incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Now, Snooks, when I tell you I just received a telephone call from Mr. Crumb, it might make you switch your thoughts. Well?
I'm switching, Daddy.
I thought so. He just told me his furniture is wrecked. He says his living room looks as though a train had run through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me what happened. And remember, I want the absolute truth.
All right, Daddy.
Well, what happened to Mr. Crumb's living room?
The train ran through it.
Snooks!
And I tried to stop it, Daddy, but I couldn't.
Oh, why not?
Because the airplane knocked me down.
What airplane?
What'd you say, Daddy?
You said you couldn't stop the train because an airplane knocked you down.
Did I say that?
You certainly did. Now, what about this airplane?
It was pulling the train and Superman was pushing...
Oh, silence! Oh. Snooks. You've told many fantastic stories, but this time you've outdone yourself. This is by far the best.
You like it, Daddy?
No, I don't like it. You think for one instant that I'll believe any story about a train running through a living room?
Will you believe it about a streetcar?
No.
A wagon?
Not even a bicycle. I know you wrecked that room all by yourself.
No, I didn't. Honest, Daddy.
Then why don't you tell me the truth?
Because if I told you, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yes, I will. But I'm warning you, Snooks. This time, I want the real truth. You hear me? The real truth!
All right.
Very well. Now, who wrecked that room?
Six camels came in and broke everything with their humps.
Oh. Six camels. And where did these camels come from?
From the circus.
Circus? There isn't any circus here.
Yes, there is. I've seen the posters.
Oh, those posters were left over from last year.
There was a camel.
That's the last straw. Snooks, I gave you a chance to tell the truth. And you choose to make up these horrible falsehoods.
It's the truth, Daddy.
Now, just for being so insistent, I'm going to give you the worst spanking you ever had. Get me a slipper. Six camels, no less. You've got to be taught once and for all.
Here's a slipper, Daddy.
Turn over. Have you anything to say before I spank you?
No.
Very well. Here we go. Here's another. Hello.
Hello, Higgins. This is Crumb again.
I'll talk to you later, Crumb. I'm giving the child
a... Now, don't hit her. Don't hit her. I've done the kid a terrible injustice. She didn't touch my living room.
No?
You'd never believe who wrecked it.
Who?
Six camels. They got loose from the zoo and came to the backyard.
Why, Snooks, you were telling the truth all the time.
No, you wouldn't believe me, Daddy.
Oh, you don't know how sorry I am, child.
What can I do?
Give me the slipper.
Huh?
Turn over, Daddy.
All right, Snooks.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Ow!
From the early 1940s, there's Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but join us again next week at this same time and invite a friend to listen. Together, enjoy more great moments from the golden age of radio. I'm Craig Roberts with those fabulous days of yesteryear. Till next time, so long.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. A comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, I miss you, so-dio, vo-dio, do-dio, do. Radio.